every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, this is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, you're talking about what's going on in this world. What's happening with baseball? It looks like it's going to be a sweep, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I was thinking about this a decent amount when I saw the big story about the kid that jumped out of the way of the ball with the bases loaded, down by one in the ninth inning, and he was catching a lot of flack for jumping out of the way. And I understand from a human perspective that that's just our instinct, is when a ball's coming at you.
Stop it, man. You got to take one for the team.
I agree.
Look, he's got no excuse. He's paid to take one for the damn team. Or take the uni off.
The thing is that I saw exactly what happened there, and it was reminiscent of the Yankees in the World Series last year when the Dodgers were down and they walk Mookie Betts to get to Freddie Freeman, and Freddie Freeman hits a grand slam. The Dodgers go on to win that game, and the Yankees just could never get back into it. So I feel like that's what's happening right now to the Brewers. If that kid would have taken that shot and taken that base, everything could have been better for them. But I feel like it's a lot of mental going on there. And you're right. We could end up with two sweeps.
Well, yes. And, you know, guess what just kicked off too? NHL.
NHL is exciting. I'm very happy with the way things are going for my team and your team, the Washington Capitals. It's early in the hockey season. I feel like there are teams that are on the up and there are teams that are on the down.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. So don't be picking your horse right now to win the Stanley Cup, because it's a long, long way off.
Yeah, it's crazy, Eddie. We have not even talked about football yet, and we're getting into the grind of the NFL season and the college football season, and we're going to talk about those two. Also, we're going to get into the WWE and everybody's favorite segment, Jabroni of the Week, but right now we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Int 11-1, select models only.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scotts and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
Back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, how about them Dirty Birds in Hot Atlanta?
You know, they are looking like a team that is back, baby. It's incredible to watch the Atlanta Falcons, who we're going to talk about this because there was some, you know, there were some naysayers about the Falcons for a very specific reason. But before we get to that, we got to talk about our friends over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Go over to odark30.com and tell them Mouthing Off sent you. Michael Penix Jr. is winning games in Atlanta, Eddie.
Yeah, it's not him.
No,
it's
not.
It's B. John Robinson. And let me tell you something. I mean, I could throw to the guys he has. Atlanta has built them a hell of a defense. Oh, my goodness. Just ask Allen. They were all over him. I mean, he couldn't move. I've never seen the Bills get – they just got chastised and jack slapped in a dome in Atlanta.
I wonder about the Bills because they've been, you know – in the talks to win championships, they've been blocked by Patrick Mahomes and one time by the kid up in Cincinnati making it to the Super Bowl. But the Bills are a team that have been good for a long time. They've got a franchise quarterback, but it seems to me like they have put so much stock in Josh Allen that they move on from guys, and I feel like it's starting to burn them. I don't think the Bills are the Bills we thought they were, but we were just talking about how the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is only two back-to-back. But you got to remember, when you talk about a franchise quarterback, they got one in Baltimore. Look at the record that Ravens got. I mean, who would ever believe that? And you look at back-to-back losses by the Buffalo Bills. Who would have ever thunk that, as they say, you know?
Well, I'll say this. Nobody would have said in the preseason that the Bills were going to lose two in a row, and the second one was going to be the Falcons in a good game, but it ended with a Falcons win. Bijan Robinson looked like a man amongst boys. The defense, as you said, was fantastic. Atlanta could potentially be on the heels of Baker and the boys in Tampa this season, and I don't know what
they're no Tampa Bay Bucks. What's his name? Penix is no Baker Mayfield.
No. The thing is, though, that as you said before, Michael Penix has weapons, and they've been weapons that were being wasted in Atlanta. I mean, they have a guy who people were talking about as potentially the best tight end in the league in Pitts, and he fell off the face of the earth for a while there, but he looks to be back. Atlanta looks to be back, but Baker Mayfield's having problems because he's got four wide receivers out. But guess what? People are stepping up and they're still winning games.
Yeah, the Johnson kid, at Bo Nix's stepbrother. Remember, his dad brought him into the family. Trey Johnson.
Yep.
I mean, this boy, he can catch. And yep, they just keep stepping up in Tampa. And you want to say that they've got that winning edge that Baker has. The whole team has it. And now when they get those four wide receivers back, oh, my goodness gracious, look out.
They have wide receivers that are – one's a potential Hall of Famer, probably – I mean, almost undoubtedly a Hall of Famer in Mike Evans. And he's probably the second or third best wide receiver on that team when they're healthy. So – it really is just a wealth of wide receivers for Baker Mayfield, and the defense is good. Tampa's a team that is a little underrated, I think, in the NFL, so watch out. Atlanta's probably not going to be challenging Tampa Bay for that division, but they could be potentially winning a wild card and then challenging Tampa Bay in the playoffs. We'll have to see how it all shakes out. The Tennessee Titans moved on from Bill Callahan.
Whoa, you think? I mean, come on. You know what's really funny is that the guy coming into Tennessee this week to play the Titans, the former head coach, Mike Vrabel, he has more wins than Callahan has, and he hadn't coached the Titans in over a year. What does that tell you?
It tells me that the Titans made a mistake in moving on from Vrabel. The Titans made a mistake in letting Derrick Henry get away. The Titans made a mistake in trading A.J. Brown. It's just been a dumpster fire in Tennessee. And you seem to think there's a guy out there that could potentially change the face of that franchise in Nashville.
Are you nuts? Yeah, he could put them in a Super Bowl once again. And he's a quarterback whisperer, John Gruden.
Chucky in Nashville.
Chucky in Nashville. He'll whisper in that boy's ear, and all of a sudden he'll throw TDs. I mean, Chucky is the man.
He'll be taking the Tennessee Titans down Broadway, and people will be excited about that team. They do need to hire a head coach.
Chucky will drink a few, too, like Vrabel will. Hey, they love Vrabel in Nashville, and they love John Gruden in Nashville. Hey, he'll belly up to that bar in a minute on Broadway. He'll go from Tootsie's all the way down to Kid Rock. And so that'd be pretty cool.
So the Bears and the Commanders also faced each other Monday night. This was a fantastic game, back and forth, back and forth. But a Jaden Daniels fumble at the end cost them the win.
Yeah, your boy choked.
He did. It's, you know, there's sophomore slumps. And Jaden Daniels came out firing.
That's just called stupidity. I mean, hey, you learn that. That's football 101. Protect the ball, especially when you're winning. You're trying to kill the clock, man.
We're talking about a kid who, this is sometimes a curse, a kid who comes out so good that he's in the MVP conversation his rookie year. He goes nuts. And obviously, the sophomore slump is a cliche for a reason. It happens. Everybody knew Jaden Daniels was probably going to come a little bit back down to earth, and it seems like that's happening.
Just tell our fans this. The damn guy screwed up. I mean, he just made a mental mistake.
Yeah.
And that's unlike him. I mean, because he's a damn good ball player, but he screwed up, and he cost his team the game. That's what's bad.
We talked about the Ravens earlier, and Lamar Jackson, he's been there a while. He's only won three playoff games. We call him a franchise quarterback, but you look at that Ravens team, the defense that they have and the weapons that they have, is he underperforming?
No, it's not him. They got a bad defense. I think that Lamar has the same thing that Josh Allen has. You know the problem they have? That's that quarterback they got in Kansas City. What's his name? Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the problem they both have.
Jim Harbaugh has been taking some losses, but we're not blaming him.
Well, you can't. I mean, for God's sake, you gotta either, they need to fire the defensive coordinator and bring in another guy like a Rex Ryan that could really, you know, instill some oomph for, you know, that's what they need. They need to get back to playing Ravens defense. Shades of Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and those bad dudes. That's Ravens football, and they're not playing that now.
Yeah, every time that the Ravens have been very good, it has been because they were a defensive juggernaut. And speaking of the Ravens, the Steelers play the Bengals this weekend, and the quarterback for the Bengals is a Super Bowl winning quarterback with the Ravens in Joe Flacco. And on the other side of the ball is potential MVP, your boy.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
I'll take him. You know something? Not only was he a former MVP, he's a Super Bowl winner for the Green Bay Packers. And I'm telling you, the Pittsburgh Steelers, look out. They're liable to be in the Super Bowl. I said liable because there's a great chance that they can be.
It's really good to see Aaron Rodgers. It was a mistake to go to the New York Jets. And unfortunately,
anybody, God bless you if you go to the New York Jets. I don't care how much they offered you.
Yeah, so it was a bad move. Luckily, he quickly was moved on, and now he's in Pittsburgh with a great coach, a great team, and they're going to be good. Are they going to be great? That remains to be seen, but we'll be right back.
They're 4-1.
It's early, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeffrey, my boy, guess who's going to get fired real soon?
Well, I think it's Mike McDaniel. Unfortunately, I don't
like
it.
Why.
I don't like the decision.
Why.
I am such
the nerd didn't work.
I am such a Mike McDaniel fanboy that it hurts my soul that he's going to take the fall for Tua Tagovailoa not being.
Hey, take your damn glasses off and them Bermuda shorts with those old dark 30 boots you got on and man up. You got to get rid of the sissified head coach of the Miami Dolphins who can't produce anything but a loss.
You brought up my boots, so let me talk about them. My favorite boots in my collection of many are my O-Dark 30 boots. O-Dark30.com, where tactical meets practical. O-Dark 30, you know what? I'm not even going to read the copy. I'm going to tell you right now, my favorite boots in my large collection are my O-Dark 30 boots. I think if you're looking for a comfortable, durable pair of boots, you got to jump over to O-Dark30.com. Tell Lenny that Mouthing Off sent you. Once again, it's O-Dark30.com. Go get yourself some boots. Eddie, I watched a game this past weekend. Tua had a smile on his face when he was making errors. It was infuriating to watch. It's as if he wants his coach to be fired. And then he does a post-game interview where he's blaming his teammates. He says the culture's bad. I don't think Tua likes Mike McDaniel. And I think that he's going to get fired.
I don't think he likes his teammates either. Because you don't make those kind of – you just don't say that. And he said that, and it's not like he's just setting the world on fire himself.
That's what I'm saying is that can we just really take Dolphins, take a good look at this situation. You have a coach that has, in his tenure, had to deal with this quarterback who's oft injured, who doesn't seem to be a great quarterback when he's not injured. Tyreek Hill, you brought him in. He looked great. This team looked very good when Tua was injured. Why are you going to stick with Tua? Just move on from Tua and keep the head coach. I know I'm a fanboy, but I really feel like it's going to be a mistake. Mike McDaniel's going to go somewhere else, and he's going to have success. I know you think he's a nerd.
No, he's not.
You think he's done?
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not nice. I don't believe it. And you know something? They need to bring – you know that boy you drafted – out of the University of Texas, Quinn Hughes, that's your quarterback. That's the guy they need to put in there and get rid of the whatever he is.
The Hawaiian.
Tua. Yeah, whatever he is. You know, he smells worse than rotten tuna fish, brother.
They've put that behind them. They're winning games. They're winning big games. And they seem to be in the hunt. Tennessee could be a team that can stop the momentum. And so let's go back. I was going to get into the work-to-do teams, and I disagree with some of those too. But right now, the creme de la creme in the SEC are Georgia and LSU. Do you disagree with that?
And Ole Miss.
You think Ole Miss is creme de la creme? They're not just creme?
Well, you're going to find out this weekend when Ole Miss goes against them old Georgia Dogs. And we're going to see if Kirby can be a little smarter this time around. But Lane Kiffin knows how to coach winners.
Yeah.
Everybody says Matt Rhule has got the inside job of Penn State. I'm telling you, who Penn State would be smart to hire would be Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, it'd be hard. I feel like it'd be really difficult to yank Lane Kiffin out of a winning SEC team right now. Really, when you think about it, coaching in the SEC, even though Penn State is a marquee named college football.
Well, he's school, a mover, Lane Kiffin. He don't stay there long.
Yeah, but I feel like it would be tough to pry him out of the SEC. And Ole Miss is looking very good.
They got the best tailgating in the world. Hotty toddy.
I said Georgia and LSU were the creme de la creme. Ole Miss beat LSU. So obviously they should be in the conversation, but Alabama beat Georgia. I still think that Georgia is a better football team.
Without a doubt. I just think that they just got beat.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know what it is with Alabama, but Alabama's got Georgia's number.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would have bet the farm at Georgia being at home with a 33-game win streak at home. They would at least beat Bama at home.
Well, did anybody say that Alabama was going to beat Georgia that week? I can't remember if anybody said that.
Yeah, that old picker. What's that picker's name?
Jeff Taylor from mouthing yeah, right, off. Exactly. He called that one.
Absolutely. He called the shot, brother. Give him the credit.
All right, so on the cusp, Tennessee. They will be on. They'll be on the cusp or off the cusp after this coming weekend. The teams with work to do in the SEC are Missouri, Texas. I think Texas has done their work. I think that they have a quarterback who sat behind someone else, lost his mojo a little bit, got beat up a little bit in the beginning of the season, but I think he's found his mojo. Vandy.
So you think Arch is back?
Yes, I think Arch is back. I think Arch Manning.
Well, I can put my horns back up, right?
Yes, you most certainly can. I have seen now that Arch Manning is not hype. I feel like, really, I've seen it happen before in my own personal experience that when you go to school and you're definitely the better option at your position, but because of the fact that they've got a guy who is the heir apparent, they give that guy the reins and you sit and you have to, you know, deal with all of the outside noise of,
yeah, and you got to shake the cobwebs out.
Yeah. And really it really messes with you mentally. And I think that messed with Arch Manning mentally. I mean, the kid's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. He's talked about as if he's the next coming of his uncles, Peyton and Eli, and he's got to prove that. And it's a difficult position for him to be in. The rest of this list, Vandy, Arkansas, Auburn, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi State, South Carolina, those are all also Rans other than Florida, who, you know, is on the outs right now, but we know they're going to potentially be back in. It's just a matter of either getting a new coach or figuring it out in Florida. Let's jump over to the Big Ten, though. Indiana, Ohio State, and Oregon are the tops of the Big Ten right now, and they all...
Can you believe Indiana, a basketball school, is number 3 in the country?
I can absolutely believe it. We are a Kurt Cignetti fan club.
Fan.
Yes, we absolutely are. You on mouthing off... We are right now Kurt Cignetti boosters all the way. We're not going to speak ill of
them. Hoosiers. That's yep. It, baby.
Yeah. It's exciting to watch them. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to make the playoff, and it's going to be so fun to watch Indiana really.
You know what's across the wire from my people, JT, is they're saying that Penn State may offer Coach Sig a job at Penn State.
That's a job that I feel like that's a guy who I think you can move to Penn State. It would be a brilliant decision. I don't know what happened in Penn State last year.
Well, he couldn't win the big one. You know how we talk about that all the time, Jeff? I mean, look at him. Every time they had a big game, he lost.
But in the world of college football, making it to the championship is huge. You can't take that away from the guy, and he just did it. They're down this year. They're losing big games. They're not losing little games. And they've moved on from Franklin, and it might have been the right move.
Who was that horse that finished second in the Kentucky Derby? Do you remember him?
No, you're right. It's
okay. Well, all right. Thank you.
All right. On the cusp in the Big Ten is USC. I really think that it's the top three in that division, and then it's a long fall to the next cusp in the Big Ten. The ACC is a two-team conference. It's Miami. It's Georgia Tech. Is Georgia Tech the real deal? They really do look like it, but it's yet to be seen. Miami is the real deal, and they're certainly...
Hey, let's see what Miami does against Louisville this week. That's going to be a good one.
The Big 12, Texas Tech is the team coming out of the Big 12. BYU not far behind them, and Independence, it's Notre Dame, although I really think Notre Dame is down this year. They're looking good enough to be on this list of All-State predictors. Chapel Bill is saying that the rumors of him exiting UNC are false. I don't know what's going on there.
Well, I'm telling you, if they fire your boy, McDaniel, why wouldn't they offer Chapel Bill the job as head coach of the Miami Dolphins? Perfect guy.
I'll tell you this. If there's a culture problem in Miami, if that's the real problem that they have, then Bill Belichick would come in and change the culture overnight. I've always said it. He's not a college coach. He should not have taken a college job. It's been all hype, him going to UNC. UNC would have the same record no matter who coached them right now. And it's just, we're talking about them because of the coach, Bill Belichick. He doesn't
belong there. That's the reason, because, you know, only thing you talk about Chapel Hill is basketball.
Yes.
Tobacco Road, not football. And, you know, he doesn't have that many years to build that kind of. I just don't believe that. I mean, I know that he can get the ball players, but why bother? Go to the NFL where you're welcomed and you know it and you're good at it. And take Michael Lombardi with you, like you did it with the Patriots, and go build another thing with the Dolphins.
Hey, Miami's
be perfect.
The weather in Miami is significantly better than it was.
Yeah, and he
in
fits
Massachusetts.
In, man. He's got a 24-year-old girlfriend.
She'll look good on South Beach. We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
After this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Fall is in season at Kohl's, and you know what that means. Pumpkins, plaid, and anything that smells like cinnamon. This week, take an extra 20% off decor, home furnishings, bedding, and more. So whether fall is your entire personality or you're just a casual pumpkin enthusiast, the deals at Kohl's are here for your seasonal style. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 20% offer ends October 19th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places, as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
JT, OV is skating wide open already for the Capitals. And you know something? We need to get him some boots. From where?
Odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com. Head over there. Tell Lenny that Mouthing Off sent you.
Oh, without a doubt. And when you look at the NHL, I'm getting excited, man. I'm, you know, it's just got so many great ball players. Well, yes. They call skaters, you know?
Yeah. So it's funny. I get people always say, the NHL, they're skating around. They're on ice skates. It's not a tough game. The guys in the NHL are by far the toughest athletes on the planet. Prove me
and
wrong.
And I'll second that. Believe me. I'm just telling you, they're that good.
Yes. And the reality of it is that it's the only league where not only can you fight, you must fight. It's encouraged. And they fight a lot. And these guys are on ice skates throwing punches at each other. And recently, there have been fights breaking out between entire teams. It was the most fun thing to watch.
What did they used to say? I went to a fight and a hockey match broke out.
Yes. I love the NHL. It's the fastest game in the planet. It's the fastest game on the planet. There's no denying that going to a hockey game is the most fun time you can have on an evening. I love baseball because I'm a baseball guy, but I must admit there are not a lot of people that want to go watch a 1-0 pitcher's duel like I do. Where if you
not a baseball purist either.
Yeah, I know, but that's so hard to find. But in the NHL,
I love that, man.
In the NHL, 1-0 games are exciting the whole time because guys are throwing the puck at the net the whole time. 1-0 games, each team can have over 30 shots on net. So it's always exciting. And when someone scores, it's that much more exciting. I love hockey. But let's stop trying to sell hockey to people. Let's talk about the top five NHL players, and Connor McDavid, obviously number one on this list, although he has been stopped 2 years in a row by the Florida Panthers from hoisting Lord Stanley's cup. So he's got a long contract. He's going to be in Edmonton. Edmonton has not reached the pinnacle since they broke up the Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier team. And they believe Connor McDavid is their savior. That's going to come in and finally do it for them.
Well, I don't think so, but it's all right. He's a great ball player.
Yeah.
He's a great hockey player.
Yes.
But he's no Wayne Gretzky. I mean, the great one, you got to go get some to get that boy. I mean, that's when I, that guy is just unbelievable. He's like a Babe Ruth of hockey.
Yeah.
Or a Hank Aaron or a Barry Bonds of hockey.
Yeah. I believe Connor McDavid is a very good player. He is sort of a tougher Sidney Crosby. So he's obviously been good enough to take the Edmonton Oilers to the Stanley Cup final twice, but he has not hoisted it yet. And is this going to be a guy who, like Ovi, it takes a very long time for them to finally reach the mountaintop, hoist Lord Stanley's cup? I believe that because Ovechkin took so long to win it, it was that much sweeter when he finally did. It was very enjoyable to watch.
Well, he earned it.
That. He did earn it. And they finally had a team around him that he led. When he became a leader and not just a guy out there scoring goals, that's when everything changed for Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals. Cale Makar, number two on the list, defenseman, Colorado Avalanche. This guy is a defenseman, so he's not one of the glory guys, but man, he is really, I feel like he may be the best in the NHL right now. I know Connor McDavid gets all the props, but Cale Makar has been putting it together for many seasons, and he's joined by a finally healthy Nate MacKinnon coming back to the Colorado Avalanche. The Colorado Avalanche are on top of the mountain, no pun intended, right now. And
yeah,
they are the team to beat.
Yeah, they look real good. And when you got two kind of all-star guys like that, all of a sudden everybody else just steps the game up. Because
yes.
You have to.
Yeah.
And that's what makes winners. And because they perform on the ice.
Yeah. Getting MacKinnon back is huge for them. You know, Cale Makar, they've been good without a great player. This is nuts because we've got the top five here, and the top four are from two teams because Leon Draisaitl checks in at number four, fellow Edmonton Oiler with Connor McDavid. He deserves to be on this list. I'm not taking anything away from this list. I don't know if these are the top five guys that I would pick in the NHL, but it's not a bad list, and
yeah,
it's
but
true.
They didn't ask you.
Yes, they didn't. Nikita Kucherov coming in at number five, Tampa Bay Lightning. He deserves all of the credit. He's won two cups in Tampa. He's been a stud the entire time he's been there. They did cheat a little bit and put him on the long-term IR to free up some salary cap one of those seasons, and they finally have closed that loophole.
That's called a business move.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, I guess if you ain't cheating, you ain't winning is a thing, but really, it was a very kooky way that they were allowed to get around the salary cap, and the fact that they left the window open for such a long time was disappointing because teams were clearly taking advantage of it and winning the Stanley Cup by, you know, dropping half of their salary cap off the books, bringing in free agents at the trading deadline. And then when the playoffs start, those guys are right back in stars to join the team for a playoff run that have now been able to rest for a little bit, but loopholes closed. Nikita Kucherov, not taking anything away from him, stud in Tampa Bay. But it's exciting to be talking hockey, Eddie. We talked about Ovi up front. He passed Wayne Gretzky. He's clearly going to get to 1,000 goals, and it's going to be exciting to watch.
Oh, absolutely. And he's one of the greatest hockey players that ever skated on the ice.
Yeah.
And for everybody that doesn't watch hockey, you need to go watch this dude. Because he's a legend that's skating. And you will remember this 10 years from now saying, oh my God, I watched this guy skate on ice. He's that damn good.
So Ovi, he's in the last year of his contract. He will be 40 years old, but he's toying with the
media.
Yeah,
but he skates like a 25-year-old, believe me.
He's one of the most incredible things in hockey. He not only is the number one goal scorer of all time, but he's like a wrecking ball out there. He's not like Wayne Gretzky, who, you know, skates around like a little dandy and scores his little goals. And if someone touches him the wrong way, someone comes and beats him.
Don't you talk about Gretzky because he's the gamer.
I know. I love Alex Ovechkin.
He's a gamer.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's jump over to the WWE. Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed turned on Seth Rollins.
Whipped him like a stepchild. And when you look at that, I told you about the wise man, the fat boy, Paul Heyman, that he's controlling the whole show now. Now, all of a sudden, he has them turn on Seth Rollins and make Seth Rollins a babyface. Now he's got another guy in his corner. Come on. It's like, Triple H, you better look out.
Yeah, it looks like Paul Heyman is really starting to take over the WWE. And is that a bad thing? Because I think we've got an older, more mature Paul Heyman than what we used to have.
Well, Heyman's got a great wrestling mind.
Yes.
None better than this guy right here. But I'm just saying that Triple H is really good at what he does. And Stephanie McMahon is too. And don't be pushing the boy out the door yet. He ain't ready to go.
Well, the Perth Crown Jewel happened. Stephanie Vasquez and Seth Rollins won their crown jewels, the women's and men's, respectively. And Stephanie Vasquez, explain this to me, Eddie.
Well, she's on the scene now with a gangster lean, as they used to say, and they're putting her over. They see something in her that maybe it is, maybe it's not. But I can tell you one thing, that she got that beautiful crown jewel belt, and so did Seth Rollins. But when you look at that Stephanie Vasquez, she's no Tiffany Stratton. See, the difference is, I don't know, when you look at drawing big money, Tiffany Stratton can draw big money. And Stephanie Vasquez just looks like a brunette. Nothing out of the ordinary. That's what I see as a guy who's drawn money in the professional wrestling game.
On my paperwork here, it says something that I know is meant one way, but it literally can be taken a different way, figuratively. Tiffany Stratton is the hottest girl in wrestling going today. And
oh, absolutely. In the ring and out of the ring.
Yes. Yes. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. Got a body that she's not in heavy change.
Yes.
And when not only nine and heavy chains looker, oh, she's a looker, but she's just that damn good in the ring.
Yes. She's struggled with injuries, but who doesn't? And she is beautiful and she should be pushed. They should be pushing her.
Well, she doesn't have a lot. The one who's really struggled with injuries is Charlotte Flair.
Yes.
And she's nowhere to be found. And the one that needs to make a comeback has been hurt. It's Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton is like a Liv Morgan to the company. She is money in the bank, as they call it. You know that?
And yes.
That's Tiffany Stratton. She's really that good. Oh, that's easy. The WWE front office for not using Charlotte Flair. That I mentioned earlier. What has happened? All of a sudden, the queen has disappeared. Where did the queen go?
I don't know, Eddie. Is this a WWE front office thing, or is this a Charlotte Flair thing? Because I stand by the fact that I think she is very emotionally scarred by the promo that was cut on her. I don't think she's over it. I think she probably went in there guns a-blazing.
Hey, this is a wrestling business.
Yeah.
If you can't handle a promo cut on you, you're in the wrong business.
Well,
and Tiffany Stratton cut the promo to make money. You know, Charlotte Flair can run her mouth and say what she wants, and Tiffany Stratton can run her mouth and say what she wants, but no, there's something deeper going on with Charlotte Flair. And then I hate it because I think that she's one of the greatest girl wrestlers that ever walked the face of the earth.
And I really would like for her to... So you're saying there's no line that can be crossed when cutting a promo. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, why not?
I guess, yeah. You're a heel, though. I feel like, I guess from a heel's perspective...
That's all I ever was my whole career. I'm not going to change now, man.
I was like, I'm asking the wrong guy. He definitely says whatever he wants
Eddie
Mansfield's to say.
No, Eddie Mansfield's not going to say, hey, I need to sign autographs and kiss fat women. No, that's not going to happen.
All right. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
I just feel that those Hurricanes are going to storm the board against Louisville Cardinals this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited about this game. As I've said before, I'm a lifelong Miami Hurricane fan, and I am worried that they are going to break my heart again. It's been a long time since they've won a national championship. Actually, the last time they won a national championship, Eddie and I were together at Friday's Front Row on International Drive.
Yeah.
And we had a lot less gray hair and were a lot younger. So, you know, our relationship has spanned the time that it has been since the Miami Hurricanes were national champions. I'm worried about the Hurricanes, and, you know, I feel like I...
Oh, you're worried about something that you shouldn't worry about, because Miami's they're really, really good. And they got, what's the name of that quarterback I keep asking you about?
Carson Beck. I mean, he's a stud. He was always a stud.
Oh, without a stud. I mean, the highest paid quarterback in NIL.
He deserves every penny of it. I'm worried also about the fact that Miami keeps on going.
And I don't have one damn gray hair ever. You know, please.
Well,
man.
I do. I have a lot of them. And you know,
I don't. Talk for yourself.
I really wonder if this bringing in guys that are junior seniors and finishing them out and sending them out to the draft as your quarterback every year is a long-term successful road. But so far, it has worked for Miami. I mean, Cam Ward, they didn't win a national championship, but they were better than they had been in a very long time. And now they've got
Carson
Beck. But
you got to remember, the playing field has changed. You can't go build like you used to anymore. You got to reload each and every year. That's what's happening to Dabo Swinney. You can't bring them up anymore. You got to reload instantly. That's what Miami's done, and you got to give them credit for it. It's the NIL era.
Yeah, and you're going to see a lot of teams that suffer with, you know, getting those five-star recruits in. They're sitting behind five-star recruits, and when they're finally ready to go, they're transferred out, getting NIL money somewhere else. So maybe it is the best. Maybe Miami is just going to keep getting everybody else's five-star recruit when it's time for them to step up. But we're out of time, Eddie. Tell them goodbye.
But Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover saying, see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.